FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The SA Football Association believes the case against President Danny Jordan is being driven by disgruntled former employees. The SAFA boss and two others are facing fraud and theft charges linked to irregular contracts to the tune of 1.3 million rand. He's accused of hiring a private security company and acquiring the services of a PR team without approval from the board. Jordan, who led our successful bid to host the 2010 FIFA World Cup, has denied the accusations. A Joburg court yesterday granted the trio bail of 20,000 rand each. SAFA's legal representative, Leseri Mpahlele, believes Jordan's being targeted in a smear campaign.
If you look at the list of witnesses provided by the state, you go through the list of all 19 names and it's all former disgruntled members of SAFA who have been part of a smear campaign trying to change the current leadership of SAFA for years now, and they haven't succeeded and they won't succeed this summer.
Meanwhile, the state maintains it acted within its authority when arresting Jordan and CFO Kroni Kluyo, despite the pair approaching the High Court for an interdict. Masachaba Sefolaro's filed this report for Newswatch.
Jordan and CFO Kroni Kluyo confirmed they were advised last Thursday to hand themselves over to authorities. They, however, didn't do so after approaching the High Court to stop their arrest. The pair were apprehended at their homes after failing to hand themselves over. And in court, they described the arrest as an abuse of processes and the law. However, NPA spokesperson Pindim Jonondwane says while they were served with papers from the court, they didn't stop officers from effecting the arrest.
Those were defective documents because they did not contain a case number. The Hawks decided that there was nothing that stopped them.
That report by Newswatch's Masachaba Sefolaro. Now, fresh election protests in Mozambique have forced our border authorities to suspend operations at the Limbombo port of entry in Mpumalanga. Demonstrators and police clashed yesterday after the opposition renewed claims that the October vote was rigged. Last week, South Africa's Border Management Authority closed the crossing to travellers and cargo trucks following post-election violence. The Limbombo post is an essential link for exporters to Mozambique's deep water ports at Maputo and Matola. Here's the BMA. Michael Masiapato on the recent developments.
This particular suspension is a temporary one until the situation stabilizes and until the Mozambican authorities confirm to us that we can resume the processing. The port is not closed. The officials are on the ground on the Limbombo side of the port, just awaiting to be guided otherwise by the Mozambican authority.
And police in Brazil say one person has died after two explosions were heard outside the country's Supreme Court in the capital, Brasilia. Early indications are that a man had taken his life. The court has said in a statement that two loud explosions rang out at the end of yesterday's session and that the judges were safely evacuated. The incident comes ahead of a G20 summit taking place in Rio de Janeiro next week that will gather leaders from around the world. Back home, conditions are cloudy and cool in KZN with a high of 21 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg 16, Richards Bay 23. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.